How do you know, Nain? How do I know? Listen, Nain settled back onto the cushions and drew Gwyn down beside her. My great-great-grandmother told me she was 100 years old and I was 10, and I believed her. And now I'll tell you something I've never told anyone, not even your father. She was a witch, my great-great-grandmother. She gave me the seaweed and the brooch and the whistle. Keep it for you who know who, she said. I did know who. And the broken horse? Nain frowned. I'm afraid of that horse, she said thoughtfully. I tried to burn it once, but I couldn't. It was still there when the fire died, black and grinning at me. I believed it, grandmother. She tied a label on it. Dim Hon, not this, for it must never be used, ever. It must be kept safe, locked away. Tight, tight, tight. It is old and evil. I'll keep it safe, Nain. But what about the scarf? She didn't give the scarf. Your great-great-grandmother? No, not the scarf. That was my idea. I found it on this mountain the morning after Bethan went. But I didn't tell a soul. What would have been the use? I kept it for you. Why for me? Can't you guess? I knew you would need it. And are you a witch too, Nain? Gwyn ventured. No, Nain shook her head regretfully. I haven't the power. I've tried, but it hasn't come to me.